For everybody here present,
welcome
right
to another
now,
episode of Making Magic with your host Bradley
future,
Moore from Magic Media.
This
is the go-to show for
purpose-driven
creators to get inspired
right
with innovative new ideas
button.
To produce your educational content, build thriving online communities,
my philosophy
and turn your message.
I wish somebody would have told me this 20 years ago when I started my first business online, that I thought I'd be a millionaire within 6 months, because that's what the marketing man told me would be true. And I feel like building these online businesses, this is like a university degree. You're looking at 5 years minimum to figure out all of the systems, all the tech, delivering powerful transformational online programs, getting your messaging right, getting your branding right, getting how you actually bring people into your ecosystem and how you move them through the various stages along their transformational journey with you. Like, there's so many steps that go into this, to building these online businesses. And it's just important to remember that if you're on year one or year three, or if you're on year 10, I mean, there's always more to be learning and more that we can improve upon. You know, it's like, just when we think we've got one thing dialed in, it's like, oh man, I haven't looked at my nurture sequence for my email series for 3 years. It's probably time to go freshen that up now. And there's always just things to do, always things to learn. So just want to give everybody permission to just be delighted with where you are right now and take inventory of what you've learned in the last few months while we've been going through this process. And the other thing, before we get into more celebrations and Q&A, is now is the time to plan diligently for your fall launch. This was the practice round. No matter how many signups you have, this is the practice round. This is the one that's leading up to the bigger one. And the one that you're going to do in the fall is leading up to the one you're going to do next spring, which is leading up to next fall's launch. We're going to keep building upon what we've just started, but it's important not to let the momentum fizzle right now, because you have the prime opportunity. You've been engaging your audience and telling them about this one opportunity that's coming up here, but have the next one ready to go so that those who may have missed the opportunity this time because of dates, because of finances, etc., you can already announce that your next one's going to be fall. Doors are closed on this one. Next one's in the fall. And if that is your plan to launch in the fall, now's the time to do this. This is the media page that Tad and I have for getting affiliate partners. We have a dozen affiliate partners promoting our Craft Interior Signature Workshop training. We already have 17 people have joined this training, and we just exited April. So a few things that I'm learning about this. I made one announcement. Tad made like one mention of it. So we haven't really started to promote this heavily. It's in my emails as like a PS thing and at the bottom of my emails, but it's already gaining traffic. And we have 12 affiliates that are promoting either this directly, or they're hosting me leading up for my Thriving in Business Without Social Media. So this is the page we're sending affiliates to. Every single one of you, I'm going to share this in the notes so that you can just model this page. And this is similar to what we did in the Craft and Tour Your Signature Workshop training last year, where you build the media page at the end. I've just kind of taken this another step, and this is more of a media 2.0 version. So this is like the upgraded version from what we had last year. So this is where they get the promotional assets, a little personal video from me, a personal video from Tad about why signature workshops are so powerful. Here are the ways that you can promote this particular launch. We have this thing that we're doing. So I think this is why we're getting so many great affiliates, is we're doing a promotion where it's, you can promote anytime, because we're doing this always early bird experiment. So the full price of the course is $9.95. And in April, we started at the lowest price of $5.95. And every month, the price is now $6.95. On the 1st of June, it'll be $7.95, $8.95 in July, and then it'll go up to the full price after that. And so we have this, which is really cool. And this is a total experiment. I just kind of popped into my head before going live, because I can't stand the last minute enrollments, and we're already, you know, like $12,000 in sales have come in. and we're 5 months out from the actual training. So I think this is a really cool business model that I'll just say, you know, if you are able to organize yourself well enough, then you're kind of always launching the thing that's coming up in September. Like all of our emails between now and September, which is several a week, will be talking about this as like kind of a side. And then once in a while, there'll be like Tad and I have either two events or two content pieces that we're collaborating on every month leading up to this training to now start bringing awareness and energy to this. So super cool. And then right here, the section, how to promote the launch. So we make it as easy as possible. I pre-wrote 3 promotional emails, which they can copy paste and add their own links. There's one long one and a couple shorter ones. And then I did 6 social media posts that I wrote. And then we have this section, which is actually on the sales page. We have educational resources. So they want, if they want, they can share these YouTube videos, which I did these last year, but they're still completely relevant. So I didn't need to change them or update them. And then we have graphics that they can be sharing, and then a little bio about Tad and I and how to follow my work and how to follow Tad's work, and super simple media page. So one of the strategies that we're teaching here is around crafting and touring your signature workshop. So you're going to have a media page for that signature workshop, which right here, so that when you reach out to folks to host you for your signature workshop, then all of a sudden you're going to send them to that particular media page, which is right here. They can book you for the workshop. All of that copy paste, etc., is right here. So that gets you on tour building your email list between now and the fall. And then you can then promote folks to whatever your flagship training is going to be this fall. And I would recommend something between mid-September and you finish no later than the middle of December with your training. So it has to be done by the middle of December. I don't recommend launching, promoting, or running anything over American Thanksgiving. You have to do your promotional stuff at least a week before American Thanksgiving, because everybody goes into, I'm checking out and getting drunk for the rest of the year, basically, is what happens to the entire North American population from the end of November until the second week of January. And so you want to make sure, unless you're doing like Black Friday specials, which I do every year, and I do well in Black Friday specials, selling my programs, offering a discount on my membership or whatever, like a limited number of coaching sessions, etc. I do quite well on Black Friday deals. But you don't want to be selling a main program during that time, unless it's something like a New Year's program that we're going to start January 15th or 21st or whatever. So that's something to keep in mind as you're like imagining the rest of your year. Been harping on this for over a year since we ended the signature workshop training last year. Get yourself on tour. This stuff works. It's the easiest way to grow your audience. All you have to do is book 2 hours every single week, show up to it like a client appointment, send out as many pitch emails as you possibly can. If you've run out of people on your spreadsheet, then research more people to pitch sending your workshop to. It's a copy-paste email with a little bit of customized text. You're going to get people who are really excited to come host you. You just have to put in those 2 hours a week. This is like, shut down your social media accounts for 3 months, and all that time that you would spend over there, put it all into your signature workshop. I promise you, you're going to get results. I promise you, your programs will fill up. It just works, and it's the easiest, most effective way for you to get in front of new audiences and grow your business, grow your audience, because you're doing the same workshop again and again and again, which means you keep getting better and better and better at that one workshop that brings people through all your other programs. So I just wanted to like make sure that everybody right here, right now is like, you got to have your signature workshop dialed in and all the systems set up so you can essentially just scale that. And then you want to be booking your fall flagship training immediately and then start to map out your content strategy between then and now. And you can do some mini workshops that can help like lead up. So, because what we need to also do is get our audiences used to purchasing from us. If our audience is only used to purchasing from us like once every 6 months or 12 months, and that's all that we're selling, they're not in a regular investing habit of investing in what it is you have to offer. So start to experiment, come up with ideas, do a 90-minute or 2-hour workshop, charge some amount of money. It could be $50. It could be $100. But get used to promoting and asking for sales so that when you launch these bigger programs that are a higher investment opportunity, people have already spent a bit of money with you. They've had an impact. They can see that you're making a difference in their lives, and they can justify investing in those higher programs, because there is a risk to go from never spending money with a teacher that's running a program to spending $500 or $1,000 with a teacher that you have no experience personally working with. That's a big jump. But if you've already spent $500 or $50 to $100 on like a 2-hour, 3-hour weekend experience with the person, and you've experienced it and you're like, that was awesome, I can now see myself putting $500 into this 4-week or 8-week long program. So play with it, experiment. You're a teacher, you have landing page templates now. Once you get your signature workshop landing page done, that becomes a template for these types of mini courses that you can start to offer as you're inspired. And if you're doing these smaller offerings, the promotional window is much, much shorter than when you're doing these big launches, these bigger courses with larger investments. So you can literally just on the whim of like, I'm inspired to run this 2-hour training in 2 weeks from now, and I'm going to promote it. And if people sign up, I'm going to deliver it. And if people don't sign up, no harm done. I'm going to move on with my life. And once you have your landing page templates set up, it takes an hour to 2 hours to set up the landing pages, the shopping cart, and all the systems. Once you know how to do that, it's very easy. Once those templates are in place, you just change out the copy, you change out the banner image, away you go. You know, it doesn't have to be as hard as we make it out to be. And if you're touring your signature workshop and you're putting that 2 hours a week in to promoting that workshop and finding hosts to host you, then your email list is going to be growing all the time. And as I learned when I used to tour as a meditation teacher, people love going to events for the away person, the person who's not the normal person in that community, you know, the guest that comes in and brings their magical bag of tricks to this community that's used to hearing, say me in this case, it's like, yeah, you've heard me blab on about this stuff forever. But if I bring in somebody else who's interesting and really, really different, and they bring their own bag of tricks, it's like, I'm going to show up to that. I'm going to pay money for that, because this is the guest person. This is a unique experience. And so that's what you bring to communities when you tour your workshop, is you're this like magical new person who they've never met before, and they're going to be really curious and want to lean in and come be a part of what you're creating for them. So that is my motivational speech, is the model is really simple. Don't convolute it at this stage for most of you. Some of you, yes, but don't convolute it by trying to like do the membership subscription or anything like that. If you're early stage, what you want to do is you do your signature workshop, you run your flagship training 2 to 3 times a year. That's going to also lead to one-to-one coaching. So you have the option of like, join the flagship training, here's the package, or get the one-to-one version of the same type of offering where we just go deep and it's just one-to-one. You can have those two offerings working and then start to experiment with mini workshops. Do those things, you're going to start generating regular money. And that's an important part of running the business. But more importantly than generating the regular money is the more lives that you get to make a difference in, the more momentum you have at the back of your sales is carrying you forward through your work. And the less we just think about it, and the more we just show up in service to the people that are there and come up with creative ideas on ways that we can serve them, the more opportunities we're giving ourselves to step into teacherhood, to get in front of people, to make those differences. And that just builds momentum. The more we do the thing that we do, the more momentum we get, the easier it gets, the more abundance we generate, the more goodwill we create, the more referrals we get. We just need to create these systems or templates that allow us or hire somebody that can set these things up for us that allow us to scale our service to the world. That is the whole thing, is just like scale our service to the world by setting up systems, templates, or hiring somebody that takes over the tedious task work of setting up these pieces so that we can just write, create, inspire, teach, repeat, and keep doing that again and again and again. And I would highly recommend doing what I did last week, which is give yourself 4-day retreats from time to time where you can just go do your thinking. And you can map out and imagine what your next 6 months might look like so that we're not in the grind of the day to day, which it's hard to get your head above water to see clearly. You know, we need to go to the mountaintop to see the next 6 to 12 months and what that might look like so we can plan it correctly and execute on that plan and that strategy. And so it's really important to get out of the day-to-day survival of just doing the work in our business, showing up to the client appointments we have, doing the work of like making content, all the things, to just like go get that higher perspective so that we can see what's in front of us in the journey we have to go on to get to the next top of the mountain. You know, make our map every 6 months or so, so that we can see where we're going. It's a beautiful gift to give ourselves, that peace of mind to just go do that deeper contemplation work so that we can use our intentions and our power to cast that forward. So hopefully today's motivational sermon has given you some like simple, clear, actionable things that if you just walk forward in the next 6 months and you put these into action, you're going to be rocking and rolling and you will be seeing the results that you're looking for. And the results that you're looking for will compound and they will stack on top of each other. So the more you do these things, the more they stack on top of each other. So for anybody out there that might second guess what to do, this is exactly what you do. And you just keep repeating this. And yes, you could come up with 1,000 different offerings, but try and stick to like a core cluster of offerings to start and keep building upon those. You got this.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Making Magic Podcast with your host, Bradley T. Morris from Magic Media. If you're inspired to leverage your life's work by crafting your transformational, educational, and inspirational media, thriving online community, profitable membership, or to turn your message into a movement, then head on over to magicmedia.com. That's M-A-J-I-K media.com and explore what our partnership opportunities have to offer you and your beautiful business.